If you bought a lot of sugar, what did you call it? A fairly large quantity.
A large quantity. Now, sugar would come, I have seen it in barrels. A barrel of sugar. We used to get it in barrels.
How about 50 pounds of flour? Would that come?
50 pounds?
Yes, sir.
That wouldn't be a barrel, 50 pounds.
Okay, do you make a difference in what you call a sack that's made out of paper and one that's made out of material, made out of cloth?
I'd call one a cloth sack and one a paper sack.
But you call them both sacks?
Sacks. All right.
Yeah. Why do you call a bag or a sack that potatoes come shipped in? Or maybe feed or seed. What kind of bag is that it comes in?
Let's see here.
Made out of a little thing like mesh material.
Croaker sack.
Okay.
Croaker sack.
Is that the same thing as a toe sack?
Yes, okay. A toe sack or a croaker sack.
Okay. I never heard it called anything but a toe sack. Now what else did you call
croaker.
It?
Croaker sack.
Croaker sack. Croaker I never sack. Heard it called that.
You haven't heard of that?
No, sir.
Well, in different places, you'll say, give me a toe sack. Now, maybe at some other place, say, give me a croaker sack.
How do you spell that you're calling it?
I think it begins with a K. I'm not certain now.
I just never heard the term before. That'll be a good one.
Croaker sack.
Okay. What do you call the amount of corn that you take to the mill at one time to be grown?
Corn.
What about the amount of wood you can carry? The amount of wood you can carry, what do you call that?
Well, now that's a different term. Sometimes we call it a pack of wood, an arm full of wood.
When the light turns out in an electric lamp, you'd have to put in a new what?
Bulb.
Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, what do you carry it out in?
Clothes bag of.
She's helping.
Clothes basket.
Yeah. What do nails come in?
Cage.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
That's the hook.
What you put in the top of a bottle to keep it from spilling out?
That's the cork. Stopper.
Okay. What you put in your mouth and run back and forth like this and blow in it to play?
Blowing it.
Yes, sir. It's a musical
instrument. Oh, that's a French harp.
Okay. What about one that you hold between your teeth and you plunk
it? That's an old Jew's harp.
Okay. What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece called between the horses?
The wagon tongue.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between what?
The shaves.
For the parts of a wheel, you start with the inside, the hub, and then there's spokes that come out and fit into what?
The fella.
Now, when you speak of fella, do you mean just the individual piece with two spoke holes or all of those pieces combined?
Either one. Now, some fellas are solid. We call them solid fellas. They're only two pieces to their solid fella. They joins in the middle. They're more often seen in buggies. But now wagons usually carry